Hey, can I get another Stella, please? Thank you. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I didn't even see you there. What are you drinking? Can I also get a vodka tonic for the lovely lady? With a lime, please? Thanks again. Oh, it's no problem at all. I mean, I cut in front of you at the bar. It's the least I can do. So how do you know the bride and groom? Oh, that's cool. Me? I used to work with the groom a while ago. We still hang out sometimes, but I don't see him nearly as much as I used to. Oh, thank you. Your vodka tonic, miss? cheers. So I was actually going to head up to the roof to get some fresh air for a bit. That smoke machine is making my eyes water. Would you like to come to the roof with a gal you just met? Cool, let's go. Wow, the view is amazing. I sometimes forget how beautiful it is here. Yeah, I was born and raised here. I left for a little bit, but I moved back a couple years ago. Guess I missed it too much. What about you? Are you from here originally? Oh? How'd you end up here? Oh shit. Sorry. How long were you guys together? Wow, that's a really long time. So you were what, like high school sweethearts? And you moved here to be with her. Wait, you moved here for her and she cheated on you? What an absolute bitch. I'm so sorry. And she left you to take care of the rent on your own? Damn. I have no words. That woman sounds like a fucking loser. I mean, I know it's kind of cliche to say, but you are clearly better off without her. And on top of everything, she was a shitty kisser. Well, then she can have her. You are definitely better without her. Okay, wait a minute. You guys were high school sweethearts. So, does that mean you've never kissed anyone but her? Shit, sorry. Don't answer that. I didn't mean to be weird. It just sort of came out. Sometimes when I drink, I forget that I shouldn't say everything that I'm thinking. Oh, okay, good. I'm so glad you're not offended. So what's the answer? Yeah, I also get a little cheeky when I'm drinking. Wow. So you've only ever kissed that loser, huh? That's a damn shame. Well, because a good kiss is the best. I mean, a really good kiss can literally make your knees weak. It can make you forget everything but the person you're kissing. Your heart beats faster, your breathing gets deeper, you feel butterflies in your stomach. It's exhilarating. Especially if you're kissing someone for the first time. You look like you're cold. Here, take my scarf. No, I insist, please. I at least have my coat, but you don't have anything. Here, let me just wrap it around you. Oh, sorry. I don't know why I held on for so long. I guess I just wanted to make sure you were extra warm. Actually, this may seem totally off the wall, since we literally just met. But I'd really love to kiss you. But only if you wanted me to, of course. No, I'm not bragging about my kissing skills. I don't know. You seem like such a sweet person. I think you should get to experience a good kiss after dealing with that loser for so many years. And I think it would be pretty cool if I could be the second person you ever kissed. Yeah, I guess I am kind of the hopeless romantic type. You got me there. Okay, what if I just give you one kiss? Would that be okay? Great. I'm suddenly nervous. Oh, no, I'm kidding. First, we need to be closer. That's better. Then, I need to place my hands on either side of your face, cupping it softly. Next, I need to gaze into your beautiful eyes for a few seconds. Then, you have really soft lips. So how was it? Excellent. You finally had a good kiss. My work here is done. Yeah. Of course I can kiss you again. I can kiss you 1,000 times if you want me to. I know. Like I said, hopeless romantic. Is it okay if I touch your waist? Thank you. I just wanted to pull you in a little closer to me. Sure, go ahead. You can put your arms around my neck. You're really beautiful. You know that? Yes, you are. Did you just bite my lip? No, it's fine. It was cute. Would it be okay if I kissed your neck? Thank you. You smell really good. You like it when I nibble a little, don't you? I love it. Is it okay if I throw in a few licks too? Well, no. Technically, neck licks aren't kisses. But I like to think of kissing as an umbrella term that includes many techniques. And you taste good too. Oh no, baby. Don't you apologize for that moan. You should moan if someone is kissing your neck. Would it be okay if I kissed your chest? Thank you. Lucky for me, you wore a low-cut dress. Your skin feels so nice against my lips. God, you seriously taste so delicious. I can't believe you've never heard that before. Mm. Lean your head back a little so I can kiss your gorgeous breasts. I can feel you breathing a little hard. Do you like having your breasts kissed? What about if I run my tongue lightly over your beautiful breasts? Those little moans. Oh, they're giving me life right now. Hey there. What? No. I haven't seen him. Sure. Yep. I'll let him know you're looking for him. Sure. Fuck, that guy scared the shit out of me. Oh, Jesus. Oh. It's getting pretty cold out here, huh? Guess we should go back inside. Hey, it was absolutely my pleasure. I'm so glad you enjoyed yourself. I did too. No, we don't have to go inside just yet. What's up? Whoa. Thank you for that. Your ex doesn't know what she's missing. All right, let's head inside, shall we?